NDR Info. Nachtclub.
So, bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde sind, wie gesagt, Lily Somerville und Meghan Markwood von der Band Ida. Und es gibt ein Debütalbum Emotional Education. Und die beiden werden auch live uns spielen, zwei Songs live. Da bin ich ganz gespannt. Aber erstmal Musik von ihrem Album Emotional Education. Hier ist Busy Being a Rockstar. Das war so Busy Being a Rockstar von dem Album Emotional Education, das Debütalbum von Ida aus London. Bei mir im Studio sind Lily und Meghan von der Band. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Glad you could make it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to see you. And I was just saying off air that you've been here quite a few times, and it's going to be the first time I actually get to see you live, which I'm really looking forward to. So, I mean, you've been around the block a few times now. I mean, do you feel almost like rock veterans in that respect? I mean, do you actually feel you got into the rhythm of things?
We've got the badges, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you got kind of like into the rhythm of just coping with the stress of being important indie musicians?
Oh, no, we love coming to Hamburg. We love coming to Germany, actually, in fact. It's, yeah, it's a really great place for us, actually. And, yeah, you know, yeah, we're coping. We're doing well, I think.
So the stress hasn't got to you yet? You always seem very relaxed, very kind of laid back. I mean, I heard about the story about how you got together, you're just best friends.
Yeah.
And you love each other to bits, so nothing can go wrong in your world, really, can it?
That is the...
That's the idea.
We'll wait until album two, but no. Yeah, I think that is true. Actually, we are pretty laid back. We take what we do very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously, and I think that's the key. And that I think the fact that we're best mates kind of helps that. I'm sure lots of bands would say that keeps you sane.
Keeps grounded.
Ja, Sie sagen, dass Sie Hamburg lieben. Sie mögen es sehr, überhaupt in Deutschland aufzutreten. Sie haben schon eine richtige Beziehung zu dem Land inzwischen aufgebaut, sehr viele gute Erfahrungen hier gemacht. Und Sie sagen auch, dass Sie tatsächlich ziemlich entspannt sind von der Persönlichkeit her. Das hilft, also überhaupt den Alltagsstress in der Musikbranche zu bewältigen. Und Sie denken, das ist vielleicht, ja, das Geheimnis ist möglicherweise, dass Sie zwar Ihre Musik sehr ernst nehmen, aber Sie nehmen sich nicht selber ernst. Und das ist ein wichtiger Unterschied. Und Sie sind auch beste Freunde. Das waren Sie von Anfang an. Und dabei soll das auch bleiben. Und Sie sind auch ganz zuversichtlich, dass es auch so bleibt. Und das macht natürlich das alles einfacher, wenn man sich einfach so gut versteht. And I mean, you've been together, I think, working together about 7 years, isn't that right, I think? And so it took you quite a while to make the debut album. I mean, was it deliberately taking you that long? I mean, was it important for you to actually just take your time to make this kind of perfect...
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take 7 years to make this record. We met at U... We include in that 7 years, we basically include the period of time at university where we met each other. And it wasn't until after university that we left and decided to move to London and create Ida. So, yeah, I mean, it's been 3 and a bit years since we have been performing in Ida.
Right, okay.
But it's been 7 years that we've been... that we've known each other and that we've been singing together because we sung together all the way through our music course as well.
Right, all the way through university.
All the way through.
I was going to say, was it just... must have been like the first time where you actually started... singing together, was it in somebody's kitchen or was it...
It wasn't a kitchen.
Really?
Well, what did
I was
you...
just guessing, I mean, I was just guessing that.
How did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Where
no.
did you get that from?
No, I did, it's the sort of thing people do. They go and
you
have a cup of tea.
Clearly, well, I've been doing this for a while then, because you know what you're talking about.
Do all bands just start in a kitchen?
Yeah,
they
all
do.
Bands do, surely.
All great
especially
bands.
In London.
Kitchen.
We were on a music course together, like Meg said, and we quite early on got put into a group together and started singing together, and it was a real chemistry and we got a bit addicted to it, I guess. And then Meg lived in London, Meg is from London, and I went to stay with her on one of the holidays from uni, and we were singing, we made our first song together in your kitchen. And
okay, Sie haben sich auf der Universität kennengelernt, und nachdem Sie dann fertig waren mit Ihrem Studium, dann haben Sie angefangen, dann überhaupt zusammen zu musizieren. Sie haben eine Musikschule gemeinsam besucht und haben dann angefangen, zusammen zu singen. Und Sie merkten, dass es auch gut funktioniert. Und irgendwann hat Lily Meghan in London besucht. Und Sie haben dann in der Küche gesessen und tatsächlich zum ersten Mal zusammen gesungen und merkten, also wie schön das tatsächlich auch war. I think it's interesting because when you sing together, it almost sounds like the same person. I mean, it's weird. I don't know if you've been told this before, but it sounds it's almost difficult to tell you apart. I mean, yeah. It was that. Well, it can't be a deliberate thing to sound like each other, but it's just a coincidence.
It's really weird because we've got quite different voices.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's difficult. If someone was asking me who was who at one particular moment, it'd be difficult to pick.
Yeah, mate, honestly, sometimes we listen back to it and are like, nope, don't know who.
Although you've got different voices.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, it's just the way it's some kind of magic.
Which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're all looking for that little bit
exactly.
of magic.
Yeah.
Okay. Ja, Sie finden es selber rätselhaft eigentlich, dass sie oft beide gleich klingen, wenn sie zusammen singen. Es ist manchmal schwierig, die beiden auseinanderzuhalten. Also wenn ich sie höre, ich wüsste nicht, einiger ist das Megan jetzt sogar der Lily, die singt. Und sie meinen, es ist komisch, das haben sie selber festgestellt, dass sie selber teilweise nicht auseinanderhalten können, wenn sie sich selbst hören, obwohl sie eigentlich ganz unterschiedliche Stimmen haben. Und die sagen, das muss der Zauber sein, so eine gewisse Magie. Und das ist das natürlich das, was man braucht, wenn man eine gute Band hat. So you're gonna play a song live for us now, Swim, from the Emotional Education album. And it's going to be interesting because you're both going to play the same keyboard. You don't normally do that,
No,
right?
we've actually never done this before, so this is
right,
the first
time. Right, so just because you left the other keyboard in the van or what?
Yeah, we couldn't get it out. Yeah. It's too packed in.
You have to share it.
Yeah, we've got to share.
Okay. So this is kind of your avant-garde version then?
Yes, exactly our avant-garde version. Here you go.
Okay, wir werden jetzt ein Stück live von den beiden jetzt hören, live eingespielt hier, mit einem Keyboard. Also die werden beide das Keyboard spielen. Das machen sie normalerweise nicht, machen sie zum ersten Mal. Und wir wollen mal gucken, wie das klingt und hoffen, dass es gut klingt. Ich bin sicher, dass es gut klingen wird. Hier ist also jetzt Swim von Ida, live eingespielt für uns hier, von dem Album Emotional Education.
Sun, I swim in neat lines from the poolside. I'm the only one. Slow down and turn around, stroke back to where I'd begun. When the world looked smaller, I felt capable of more. Oh, the love you give here, it's not forgotten. It's just when I think too much, I'm scared I might sink to the bottom. So I swim harder, push further, trying to keep my head above the cold water, deep water. But I know I'm swimming fire. I'm swimming fire. Swim to each other. I'm swimming fire. How big's the ocean? How small is me? I've become my emotion. God help me breathe. I'm singing every day. I've forgotten what it means. Oh, remember when reality was just a dream. All the love you give, yeah, it's not forgotten. It's just when I think too much, I'm scared I might sink to the bottom. Swim harder, move faster. We're so afraid of failure. Who created all the pressure? Gotta just keep swimming fire. I'm swimming fire. Swim to each other. I'm swimming fire. Losing touch, losing perspective. Afraid my heart is too invested. Swim to each other. Is it just me or we all so scared? I'm in the deep end, I wasn't prepared. Gotta just keep swimming to ya. All the love you give, yeah, it's not forgotten. And if you think you're drowning, well, I'll meet you at the bottom. All the love you give, yeah, it's not forgotten. And if you think you're drowning, well, I'll meet you at the bottom. Oh, I'm swimming fire. Swim to each other. I'm swimming fire. All the love you give, yeah, it's not forgotten.
I'm swimming fire.
And if you think you're drowning, well, I'll meet you at the bottom.
Swim to each other.
All the love you give, yeah, it's not forgotten.
I'm swimming fire.
So, das war die Live-Version von Swim, eingespielt von uns von Ida aus London, von ihrem Album Emotional Education. Right, well, thanks very much for that. Appreciated that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we started off the show with Busy being a rock star. And I think it's interesting because that song, I think, seems to me to be an example of how you might be getting more ambitious as the years go on, or whatever, or they might do. Because actually there's a proper brass section in that, isn't there?
Yeah, which, there is.
No, I didn't expect to bring a brass section to the studio to do the song here, obviously.
No, he's still in the van as well.
Oh, he could have done it.
He's stuck behind the old piano.
Right, okay, yeah. No, but is that song like a sign of maybe what's to come? Do you think you're going to get more adventurous as years go on?
Absolutely. I think 100% yes. Like, this first record has been such a... so much fun. It's such a journey of like discovering what we like and what we want to do, and some of the live musicians that we work with on the record, that was some of the most enjoyable moments for us, I think. And we definitely want to do more of that moving forward. More live drums, more live musicians,
right,
strings.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Ich habe noch gesagt, dass das Stück, das wir am Anfang gehört haben, Busy Being a Rockstar, hat Bläser drauf. Und es ist ein Zeichen dafür, wie die Band sich vielleicht allmählich entwickeln möchte und ein bisschen ambitionierter wird, was den Sound betrifft. Und das haben sie auch bestätigt, dass es Spaß gemacht hat, auf dem Album mit anderen Musikern zusammenzuarbeiten. Und das möchten sie tatsächlich dann weiter erforschen, also für das zweite Album mehr mit anderen Musikern zusammenarbeiten, mit Schlagzeug und sowas wie Bläser und sowas eigentlich immer mehr zu machen, damit sie sich so effektiv dann weiterentwickeln können. Nun hören wir das Stück Woo Baby. Das war die zweite Single von diesem Album, Emotional Education, von Ida aus London. Woo Baby von Ida, und Lily und Megan sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. It's interesting because there's a simplicity about what you do, but it's also quite polished. It's a bit weird. It's kind of, it sounds a bit raw, but it sounds a bit polished at the same time. How do you manage to do that then? It's a balancing act.
Interesting. Raw and polished at the same
time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a contradiction in terms, isn't it, to say that? But
yeah.
But it's kind of like, it's polished in the sense that it's really well done, I think, but there's still something that kind of indie about it somehow.
Well, no, that's actually really interesting, and I think that's really great to hear that. And I think that we often say that and we want to continue to be raw in every way that we can be, and just kind of like stripping everything away and looking at like just going back to basics and the songwriting and the way we sing together. I mean, it's totally raw. I mean, like, this is that we love doing these kind of radio sessions because it's an opportunity to strip everything down and just piano and vocals and like that's at the heart of what we do. How you dress it up and how you want to kind of, you know, shape everything in terms of production in the studio is another thing. And we are big believers that you have to be able to remove everything, all of the polished production or whatever you want to put in, and have what is left is a raw song, is a song that you can hear, and the melody's there, the harmony's there, the message is there, and that's the way we write. So maybe that's why,
because it has to stand up to scrutiny in a very simple form.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like we wrote the record entirely, the two of us, and we wrote it at home where we live, and then we wrote every song like in our music room on a, you know, in on a guitar or a keyboard or a synth, and then we took the songs to the studio, and it was like, how do we want to make it sound? So perhaps that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah,
I hope so, because that's what we wanted to set. That's what we wanted to achieve.
And do you think it's the case that the more simplistic it is, that it's comes over as being more truthful that way? Is that
Absolutely.
Something you'd like to adhere to? That,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I think, you know, the lyrics are obviously important, aren't they? Because they're quite striking messages.
Mm.
And if that gets too musically cluttered, that might get lost.
Totally, yeah. Simplicity is, yeah, I mean, it. What you just said, truth, that's, yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want the listener to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ja, ich meinte, dass ich den Eindruck habe, dass auf der einen Seite ist die Musik schon ziemlich so auf Hochglanz produziert. Also es ist schon sehr, sehr professionell gemacht und gut umgesetzt und nicht ungeschliffen eigentlich. Also, aber dennoch strahlen sie eine gewisse Rauheit aus, so eine Ursprünglichkeit. Und das haben sie auch bestätigt, dass es tatsächlich so ist, dass sie einerseits legen sie Wert drauf, natürlich dann einen guten Eindruck zu machen, indem sie es souverän umsetzen. Aber auf der anderen Seite möchten sie, dass diese ursprüngliche Botschaft nicht verloren geht. Und sie mögen es auch gerne, Radio-Sessions dieser Art dann zu machen. Also weil es beweist, dass ein Song einen richtigen Kern hat, der nicht verloren gehen kann, egal wie einfach und so ungeschminkt das tatsächlich umgesetzt worden ist. Und sie wollen sich daran festhalten. Auf der einen Seite also wollen sie natürlich schon, dass die Musik interessant bleibt, aber die möchten diese Schlichtheit nicht verlieren. And that's something you were talking about this, though, because it's important to you. On the other hand, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of effort involved in that. It sounds like it's just like a natural thing you do. It's just the way you do things. It's this chemistry you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to think about that, really, do you? You know? Or maybe you just have to think about losing it at some point if you get too professional.
Losing the polishedness.
Yeah, well, yeah, this striking a balance between the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I do think... No, you're right. Yeah, that's at the core of us and like, our friendship and stuff, and the fact that at the heart of what we do as well is our friendship, and there's that rawness within that because we are able to be so honest with each other, so that comes across in the music. But... we also are, that's what we want to do, and we're conscious of that, and we always push for that. We work hard at making sure we're being truthful, and we're not kind of taking it somewhere it doesn't need to go, you know? It's got to stay. Mm. It's got to stay the way that it is at its core, and that always has to be the heart of it, and if it doesn't feel like that, then we're not on the right path.
That's exactly it. I think it's less about forcing something, forcing the rawness, and more about when it doesn't feel
that way. Yeah,
that way, then we know something's not right. Because when you're in it and when it's right, then you don't question. You're just you're not thinking like, well, you know, and that. Yeah,
it sounds very focused. There's nothing vague about what you do. You know, it never meanders or anything. It always sounds very. As if you've got very kind of clear vision,
and yeah.
all of your songs like sound like a couple of people with a very clear vision. But
that's cool.
Ja, sie haben auch gesagt, dass sie es ist tatsächlich mühelos, wie sie das dann machen. Es ist nicht, als ob sie dann extra bemüht sind, dass sie dann dieses Gleichgewicht finden zwischen Ursprünglichkeit und dann Professionalität. Also sie denken, das ist schon was Natürliches, das müssen sie nicht erzwingen. Aber wenn sie tatsächlich zusammen im Studio sind und wenn sie dann irgendwas machen, das nicht so hundertprozentig ist, dann merken sie schon, wenn es nicht die Wahrhaftigkeit hat, die sie sich eigentlich wünschen und die sie anstreben. Und dann haben sie natürlich die Möglichkeit, das dann so zu korrigieren. Und ich meinte auch, dass es klingt sehr fokussiert eigentlich, was sie machen. Als ob sie eine ganz klare Vision haben von dem, was sie dann wirklich machen. Right, so we're going to hear another song from you live now. Body Love. And just one of you going to play keyboards on this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lily's going to play keyboards on this, and you're going to sing and click your fingers.
I'm going to click my fingers.
Well, yeah. We're looking forward to you clicking your fingers.
She's a very good finger clicker.
Right, okay. So wir hören jetzt noch ein Stück von dem Album Emotional Education, wieder eine Live-Version jetzt von den beiden von Ida. Hier ist jetzt der Body Love von dem Album Emotional Education. Run with the fire you gave me, now it's game on.
Tell me what it's like to love me, tell me what went wrong. Lost in the way you crave me, and we carry on. Go, won't you keep me happy, won't you make me strong. Solo, back I go, solo go. Left me world on my own, I don't know how to want what I chose, I need a soul. Keep me sane, keep me close, I'm speaking so unstable, but careless back on the table. Oh, oh, what a show, what a show. Dreaming while I listen, remember how you kiss my body knows, body knows. Haven't we lost it all, so why are you standing tall? Couldn't bend you back to love me, yeah, you couldn't fall. How many times did I try to call? Kicking around for my pride like an animal. Solo, back I go, solo go. Left me wild on my own, I don't know how to want what I chose, I need a soul. Keep me sane, keep me close, I'm speaking so unstable. Put callous back on the table, oh, oh. What a show, what a show. Dreaming while I listen, remember how you kiss my body knows, body knows. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for tripping me onto my body love. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for tripping me onto my body love. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for letting me onto my body love. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for tripping me onto my body love. I sit myself down and I separate us. Body love. I sit myself down and I separate us. So low, back to go, back to go, so low, go. And I wild on my own, I don't know how to walk, what I chose. I sit myself down and I separate us. I sit myself down and I separate us. I've been getting to know my body love. I sit myself down and I separate us. Speaking so unstable, put colors back on the table, low. Wanna show, parade us. Dreaming while I listen, remember how you love. I sit myself down and I separate us. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for injecting me into my body love. What's the best love in the world, my body love? Thank you for tripping me onto my body love.
So that's what Body Love, eingespielt von uns live. Von Ida, die sind bei mir im Studio jetzt, Lily Somerville und Megan Markwick. When it comes down just to the nature of the music you make, I think it's interesting because the first impression it gives you as a listener is that it's like pure pop music. But if you kind of delve a bit deeper, there's all sorts of stuff in there, isn't it? I mean, and it's a bit of a mad mixture, really.
It is.
You know, is it folk? Is it pop? Is it R&B? You know, is it country? You know
it's what I mean? It's all,
yeah, what is it?
It's all it's genreless.
No, all of those genres you just mentioned are. I think that's true. I think, yeah, we do kind of span quite a few different genres.
Yeah, and are influenced by a lot of different genres as well. They all of those genres that you just mentioned are things that we listen to and feed into our inspiration 100%. Yeah.
Right, so you've always had kind of broad palette when it comes down to consuming music yourself.
We listen to quite different things as individuals and we make playlists from one another of what we're listening to. And they're, like, really different to kind of, like, get each other. But what's interesting is that when we'll kind of show each other, oh, I've just discovered this song, I've just discovered this artist or this band, we will always agree on what's good, but in terms of what we think is that, oh, that's a really good song, regardless of whether it is it's the genre that we as an or you know us as an individual would necessarily go drawn to. So we have quite a big a broad kind of, mix of loads of different things that we listen to.
And do you think that has been important to actually the way you craft your own songs? Do you think that that broad palette, that kind of broad vision of what music can be? Because,
yeah,
I mean, you get some people who just, I don't know, when they grow up, they only listen to hard rock or they only listen to grime and they don't listen to anything else.
Mm.
And so do you think just, does that explain maybe why you sound like you sound, then you think?
Yeah, because it all feeds in, doesn't it? It's like a kind of this mad mix of like, basically just all the things we love, and that is from so many different places, between the two of us especially. Mm. It all becomes this bubbling pot of...
I think it makes it potentially harder for a listener to kind of maybe get us, and as you just said, which I think is really true, like on kind of face value you feel, you know, you listen to our songs and they generally sound like a pop, you know, pop music, pop songs, but then it's when you look in, when you go in deeper, that you can hear the other influences. So I think that it's one of those things where it's, well, we are finding that it's probably harder to kind of like explain what we do and like pigeonhole. Everyone likes to be able to say, oh, they sound like this or they sound like that,
and you can't do it with
No. But what it does mean is that the people who do get it, like, we're finding that they are with us 100%. So
I mean, I've got a bit of a confession to make, because I did initially, I think, underestimate you, to be honest.
That's interesting,
because when I listen to music all day, you know, I get stuff to me all the time. And to begin with, I thought it was okay what you did. And then it took me a bit of a while to hear a few songs to actually realise how good I thought you really were. So I think that's interesting.
That is really interesting. I appreciate that as well.
And that's not an experience I have all that often. I usually make up my mind straight away, and I don't usually change my mind. But I didn't say I dislike what you did. I mean, what I'm saying is just I wasn't aware of how interesting it really was, because I don't have enough time to spend on stuff.
So it was a bit of a kind of... it's not an easy listen. I don't think it's not an obvious listen, our record. It isn't. And in terms of like where to put us, you know, which umbrella do we fall under? I mean, I don't know, pop, but like left pop,
well,
alternative
exactly.
pop, like where do we go? I don't know. But we find like doing shows, we meet people and like fans who are with us. If they get it, they get it, you know. So,
and I think what's important, I think what you pull off pretty well is that it has a lot of personality as well. So I think that kind of, that will draw people in that maybe people are a bit skeptical about it. I mean, if there's a big enough personality behind the music, that can draw people in and let people kind of get rid of the prejudices a bit, I think.
Totally.
Anyway, you're doing pretty well so far. So far, so good, Sie haben gesagt, dass Sie tatsächlich einen sehr breiten Musikgeschmack haben, also beide, und die hören oft völlig unterschiedliche Sachen, die beiden. Und dann machen Sie so Playlists und Sie vergleichen Ihre Playlists. Und das heißt, Sie können sich gegenseitig inspirieren mit Musik, die andere auch gehört hat. Und Sie denken, das ist auch ganz wichtig, wahrscheinlich, das ist auch eine Erklärung, warum Ihre eigene Musik eine ziemliche Bandbreite abdeckt. Das ist teilweise ziemlich schwer zu beschreiben. Und ich habe gerade einen ziemlich so hilflosen Versuch gemacht, Ihre Musik zu beschreiben. Und es geht eigentlich nicht so gut. Und erstmal denkt man beim ersten Hören, das ist vielleicht einfache Popmusik, bis man merkt, dass es doch was ganz anderes ist, einen gewissen Tiefgang hat. Und auch irgendwie, auch musikalisch tatsächlich gibt es verschiedene Strömungen und Einflüsse, die man nicht so leicht definieren kann teilweise. Und sie haben gesagt, ja, sie freuen sich, dass es so ist, und das ist auch ihre Absicht, und das ist bestimmt zu erklären, weil sie dann so viel unterschiedliche Musik dann hören. Es hat allerdings den Nachteil, dass sie nicht so abgestempelt werden können, und deshalb ist es schwierig, wenn es darum geht, eine bestimmte Zielgruppe zu erreichen. Aber sie haben natürlich schon genügend Leute jetzt bekehrt, sie haben schon ihr Publikum, und sie merken schon, dass wenn die Leute dann wirklich auf Eide abfahren, dann richtig, dann sind sie richtige Fans. Und das stellen sie fest, dass sie wirklich so, dass diese Fans dann leidenschaftlich dabei sind. So, jetzt hören wir noch ein Stück von dem Album Emotional Education, und zwar Mirror. Das ist das erste Stück auf dem Album Mirror von Emotional Education, das Debütalbum von Eide. Bei mir im Studio sind Megan und Lily von der Band. We're going to hear another song from the album now, Saddest Generation, which I think is a really important song on the album. And it's the closest to the title track, isn't it? On the album that you offer here. And the lyrics are obviously striking. And I mean, was it a kind of certain kind of self-irony about those lyrics, or were you actually being quite serious about it? Do you really think you are the Saddest Generation?
Well, do you know what, actually? It's interesting that you picked up the irony kind of aspect. It's because we really talk about that. We really think that. I think in another song on the album, You've Got Your Whole Life Ahead of You, Baby, that touches definitely on that kind of irony, that self-awareness that we really like to... We have a lot of fun with that, and I think maybe that's because there's two of us, so there's always one person to kind of go, hang on, this is fun. Like, you know, you kind of, I don't know, see...
Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take yourself back to that.
But with Saddest Generation, I mean, it is kind of like, it is quite a bold statement, I guess. Are we the Saddest Generation? But I guess we're kind of asking the question in the sense of, like, are we a particularly sad generation, or is it because more people are talking about mental health and it's more of an open conversation these days?
I think probably Brexit just finishing people off.
The thing. It's like, this is the thing. It's like, what is... It feels like we're in such a mad, mad world at the moment, and to be... a young person in this mad world, there are so many questions. But then you wonder, like, okay, well, the world has always been mad. Like, is it just that people are more open about things and talking about things? And with obviously like social media, we're just like able to connect more, and people are able to share more, because I guess social media in some ways is used as a bit of like a, you know, like a mask. You know what I mean? Like, people feel confident sharing things on a profile page rather than in person, you know.
So not really communicating properly with
them. No, that's another thing. Yeah, I do think that's a big thing with social media. But, yeah, that's the kind of idea behind the song. It's like...
Of course, it's also not the easiest of times to be a professional musician, really, to actually get by.
We wish we were in the 90s. Sold loads of CDs.
I'm not saying that makes it the saddest generation, but it makes life more difficult, doesn't it? I mean,
I think so. Yeah.
But I mean, you didn't find that off-putting. I mean, it was obvious you were just so passionate about what you do. Mm. You never actually thought, well, actually, the circumstances are not as favourable as they used to be, so we'd better go and do something else. That was never option for you.
That's the bliss of ignorance, isn't it, really, at the time? And now we're in too deep. Can't turn back now.
And you got this massive gap in your CV now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So unemployable in anything.
Oh, my goodness, what would we do?
Right, OK. Ja, das nächste Lied, das wir hören von dem Album, ist Saddest Generation. Es ist nicht das Titelstück, aber es ist so gut wie das Titelstück, weil der Albumtitel Emotional Education kommt drin vor. Und Sie sagen, dass das Lied einerseits schon ernst gemeint ist, dass Ihre Generation tatsächlich viele Probleme hat, aber es ist auch selbstironisch, es ist schon humorvoll gemeint. Es ist eine Mischung eigentlich. Und es ist schon eine schwierige Phase, auch in England, gerade für junge Leute. Und das Thema zum Beispiel seelische Gesundheit wird groß geschrieben. Also das wird irgendwie mehr anerkannt jetzt, wenn Leute seelische und psychische Probleme haben. Und das wird ernster genommen als vorher. Und das ist natürlich auch wichtig, dass die Leute sich damit auseinandersetzen. Und sie sagen, die leben in einer verrückten Welt. Und sie haben eigentlich das Gefühl, dass es vielleicht noch nie so verrückt war, die Welt, wie diese Welt, in der sie leben. Aber andererseits wissen sie, letztendlich war die Welt immer so und es ist einfach nur jetzt verrückt auf andere Weise wie früher. Und die sozialen Medien natürlich sind auch sehr wichtig und in unserer heutigen Gesellschaft. Und sie sagen, das hat auch seine zwei Seiten, einerseits positiv, andererseits negativ im Sinne, dass die Leute da teilweise nicht wirklich miteinander kommunizieren und dass sie tatsächlich nur so abgekapselt und so ein einsames Dasein führen durch ihre sozialen Medien, wenn sie dann ein Profil pflegen und nicht wirklich mit ihren Mitmenschen reden. Also wir hören jetzt das Stück Saddest Generation jetzt von dem Album Emotional Education von Ida. So das war Saddest Generation von Ida. Bei mir im Studio sind immer noch Lily und Megan von der Band. So you're talking about ignorance is bliss. I mean, is that something which actually does manage to just get you through difficult periods in the sense that, you know, you don't kind of worry over Julie about what's around the corner and you just think, well...
Who's Julie? Worry over Julie?
No, overdue.
Overdue.
Overdue, sorry. Was that my Mancunian accent, was it?
Yeah. Julie.
We don't worry about Julie.
I never worry about Julie.
Doesn't it exist, that? Doesn't it exist? Over Julie. Maybe I'm losing my English these days.
Prematurely.
Prematurely. Is that what you mean?
She's
correcting my English.
Worry prematurely. Do we worry?
Oh, we worry all the time.
I feel like there's a lot of worrying.
We're big worriers. And then we laugh it off. And then we kind of get over it and we write a song and we're like, ah. And then we're worrying again about another thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's just like being, I think everyone's like,
oh. I mean, it always sounds so positive what you do, even if the kind of the song, even if the lyrics are quite melancholic or sad or whatever, there's always a kind of like a positive attitude. That's what it sounds like you have.
There's
hope,
hope.
Yeah. I mean,
we live for hope, Paul.
Are you just putting on this front? I mean, are you really kind of.
We are hopeful. I think we're definitely hopeful. It doesn't mean that. We don't worry.
Okay. And is it the case that when you're together, you're automatically, are you always create, is the creative process always an easy affair? I mean,
not at all. It's work. Like we have to turn up. We definitely do that as well. We make a lot of effort to make sure we are available for anything creative to come. So sometimes that's hard because it feels like there's nothing. But then when there's magic, it's like the best feeling in the world. Mm. And that's what I think artist would say. That's what you get addicted to, is that kind of when it's
5%
good.
Magic. I think 95% of most music that is written behind closed doors is awful. I think all artists would say that. I think it's
like the odd person.
No. And it's like then it's that 5% of magic. And that's what...
And that makes it all worthwhile.
And that makes it all worthwhile. Yeah, exactly.
And you always carry on believing. You've never lost that belief.
Well, you feel like, oh, man, you know, this is gone. You really do. And then...
And then you get the 5%
of
hope.
And then you get that 5%.
That's the hope. That 5%.
And then you're like, well, of course, I must continue.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to flatter you. I was going to say over Julie, but on Julie. Talking about Julie again. But I mean, it is a really good bunch of songs. I can't almost think it's almost too good for one album. You know, cause there are just so many good songs, so many striking melodies on it.
Oh,
so it almost sounds like you're going to put in all your eggs in one basket. You know what I mean? You could have spread it over two albums, really. It puts under pressure for the next album, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. It's really weird. As soon as we finished the last album, so many new songs came. I think it's a bit of a weird, you put one thing to bed and then the next thing. And we don't feel a pressure. We're excited by the prospect of new music and the next album, definitely.
And when you first started, like the first songs and the first EP, and did you actually have this album in mind? Did you know that you kind of had this big plan for this great debut album? Did it seem like an inevitable that it was going to turn out the way it did, or were you kind of really unsure during that time?
We knew we wanted to make an album, but we didn't know kind of how it was going to turn out. We didn't have a concept or anything. We just wrote a bunch of songs and prayed that they worked together. You know, it was the kind of that kind of idea. But it did fall into place. It did, yeah.
Right. Ja, die sagen, dass sie schon sehr positive Einstellung haben, also was ihre Arbeit betrifft und was die Zukunft betrifft. Es ist nicht immer, sie wirken natürlich so positiv, als ob sie eine sehr positive Attitüde hätten. Und das stimmt eigentlich, aber es gibt schon schwierige Zeiten. Sie meinen, 95% der Zeit, dann ist ihr Leben eigentlich eher schwierig, denn die Musik, die sie machen, ist gar nicht gut. Es ist eigentlich ziemlich durchschnittlich oder sogar noch schlechter. Aber sie warten auf diesen 5% und das ist der Zauber, den sie sich wünschen. Und das ist das, was sie anstreben. Und deshalb ist es lohnenswert, letztendlich dann zu tun, was sie dann wirklich tun. Und sie sind immer zuversichtlich, dass diese Magie, dass dieser Zauber irgendwann zustande kommt. Und das denken sie, dass sie auch auf diesem Album, dass sie gut umgesetzt haben. Und sie haben auch schon Songs auch für das neue Album. So, well, thanks very much for coming down to talk to me. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
It's good
really,
to see you.
A really, really good chat. Nice. Yeah.
And we're certainly looking forward to the new album.
So are we.
Yeah. Because you've got such a positive attitude. It can't fail, can it?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Thank you.
And Yeah, so yeah, you've got your whole life ahead of you, baby, so that applies to you as well, doesn't it, still?
We all do,
surely. Yeah.
Well, certainly in your case.
And yours, Paul.
Well, that's wishful thinking in my case, unfortunately. But anyway, yeah, good to see you anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. So zum Schluss haben wir jetzt, you've got your whole life ahead of you, baby, von dem Album Emotional Education, Ida. Bei mir im Studio waren Lily Somerville und Meghan Marquardt von der Band Ida. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Die Nachrichten.